From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. We're going to begin this hour with politics and money. Hillary Clinton is riding high and raising new funds thanks to her victory in Pennsylvania. We'll have that story in a few minutes. First, the high cost of putting on a convention. This year's Republican and Democratic spectacles are expected to cost about $150 million each, and that is not counting $100 million for security. Raising that much cash can be difficult, especially with parties banned from taking unregulated soft money. Still, the money is rolling in, and watchdog groups are snapping about a big loophole. Here's NPR's Jeff Brady.
We're going to take you back to the 2004 presidential election and the peak of that political season.
I'm John Kerry, and I'm reporting for duty.
The party conventions were an impressive display of multi-million dollar political theater.
I accept your nomination for president of the United
States. Now let's take a closer look at those scenes. Rewind and freeze. Almost nothing here was paid for by the parties. Not the podium, not the rent for the convention hall, not the air conditioning, not even the balloons. Most of the money was raised outside the campaign finance system with unlimited contributions from corporations, rich individuals, and unions. That's because the IRS and the Federal Election Commission, in effect, say paying for a political convention is not a political act. Both parties use host committees to raise money. Their stated purpose is to promote the host city. On the Republican side, the committee is a charity. Democrats use a charity and a Chamber of Commerce type organization. While the parties don't pay, they do determine how the money is spent. Recently, the head of the Democratic Party of Colorado, Pat Walk, provided a peek behind the convention funding curtain. She was addressing a breakfast meeting north of Denver.
The people who are in charge of raising the money and holding the parties is the host committee.
Then, Walk said the Democratic National Convention Committee and its CEO make the big decisions.
Leah Daughtry, who you've read about in the Denver Post, she spends the money that the host committee raises.
The 2002 McCain-Feingold campaign finance law bars political parties from taking corporate and union money. While parties can't accept such money, host committees still can. Steve Weissman with the Campaign Finance Institute says this undermines the intent of McCain-Feingold.
It is a loophole. It's a way that unlimited contributions get back into the federal system, back into the political parties, after a law was passed that said, well, we're trying to get rid of that.
Weissman says Congress is not willing to close the loophole. The Federal Election Commission and the IRS have given their blessings to this way of raising money for conventions. The FEC did not respond to repeated interview requests, but over the years it's relaxed the rules on who can give to host committees. Originally, it was only businesses based in that city. Then in 1994, those with branch offices there. And by 2003, all bets were off and anyone could contribute. In a written statement, the IRS maintains the host committees are just like groups that vie for the Super Bowl or the Olympics. Concessions may be required. If a city agrees to pay, that becomes what the agency calls a burden of government. And a charity can be formed to relieve such a burden.
This lessening the burden on local government rationale is quite threadbare.
Frances Hill is a professor at the University of Miami specializing in tax and election law. She says paying for police or garbage collectors is a reasonable burden for a local government to take on, but funding an event that highlights one candidate running for president is not.
The host committees are, I believe, conduits for the financing of a political class of professional politicians who want to have a big, showy convention.
The way the host committees raise their money bolsters Hill's argument. Last summer, a draft copy of the Minneapolis host committee's donor packet showed that in exchange for a $5 million contribution, donors would receive a private dinner and golf outing with Republican leadership.
It looks for all the world as though they're selling access.
Later, the host committee removed the golf outing and dinner from its literature. A spokeswoman says there were enough activities scheduled already. The Denver Host Committee reportedly has offered similar access to Democratic policymakers. A spokesman said the committee would not participate in this story. Both national parties also declined interview requests. There's another issue here because the major parties get about $17 million this year in federal grants for their conventions. This public funding was a Watergate-era reform. Having large companies pay for conventions looked like a corrupting influence on the parties. Steve Weissman with the Campaign Finance Institute says it's time to cut the parties off.
They only get the public money on the grounds that they're foregoing the private money. But as we've seen, they are getting the private money.
Watchdog groups appear at a loss, though, for how to respond to any of this. They could sue to force the federal agencies to change how laws are interpreted, but that's difficult and expensive. And they say other campaign finance issues are higher on their priority lists. Jeff Brady, NPR News.